The clock of global progress seems to be spinning backward. I'm David Brancaccio. First, will affluent people who still have money in this pandemic buy enough later this year to offset the rest of us who will have an austere holiday season? A new analysis suggests holiday sales will be up just slightly from last year, maybe 1% or so. It's a tough one to predict, given all the COVID dislocations and the difficulty of knowing the scale of new waves of infections as the days get shorter. I asked David Kelly, chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds, if he thinks spending by better off people can keep sales from going negative.
And I think they probably will. I mean, if you look at what consumer spending has done so far this year, overall it's down, but it's actually up when it comes to goods stuff. So people are buying stuff. They're just not enjoying themselves in terms of, you know, restaurants and vacations and so forth. And of course, that's what's going to be going on in the holiday season too. We're going to be short of experiences, but we're probably going to try and make up for that by just buying more stuff. I guess that's what Americans do.
If only we could make more money off all the used cardboard boxes that will pile up. Today's the Apple event, where they normally brandish a new iPhone. Probably not today. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Apple's September event has traditionally been a big show.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the Steve Jobs Theater.
But it's 2020. This year, there won't be any crowds, and there probably won't be a new version of the company's big moneymaker, the iPhone. Angelo Zeno, an analyst at CFRA, says that's because
there have been supply chain issues.
Zeno says Apple is probably going to announce an updated iPad and a new watch. A phone needs all kinds of chips and semiconductors for wireless connectivity.
Whereas you may not need that in every single Apple watch.
Apple will probably debut its 5G-connected iPhone next month, not only because of the supply chain issues, but also because releasing the phone later may help Apple move more of them, says Zeno.
As you get closer to that holiday selling season, you're almost guaranteed that demand should be stronger.
Even before the pandemic, Apple was pushing products that were skimpier on the hardware, says Third Bridge analyst Scott Kessler.
What Apple's really been doing is almost de-emphasizing the importance of the iPhone by increasingly investing in and innovating in some of these other areas.
Namely content, says Mike Smith, a professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Last year, Apple launched its video streaming service. This year, he says, the company may bundle its services, music, news, TV, and cloud storage, and sell it as a single subscription.
This is a way for Apple to transition from being a hardware company to a services company that also sells hardware.
And the thing about services, says Smith,
you don't have to rely on that traditional supply chain and the distribution chain.
Plus, he says, bundling and hosting all that content would give Apple more information about its customers. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Now, to a reminder, it wasn't just Volkswagen that rigged diesel cars to overpollute and still beat emissions tests. Daimler, their Mercedes people, have agreed to pay $2 billion to settle with consumers and the government, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Federal and California state authorities accused Daimler of using software to evade emissions rules, selling 250,000 cars and vans over several years with polluting diesel engines. The German automaker had disclosed last month that it had reached a settlement, and officials are now offering details. Under the deal, Daimler will pay federal and state penalties totaling $1.5 billion, but will not admit wrongdoing and does not need to buy back vehicles as Volkswagen was compelled to do. Last year, Fiat Chrysler also settled similar claims. Daimler will send out recall notices to repair Mercedes diesel vehicles for model years 2009 to 2016. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.
And there's a hurricane, Sally, slowly headed for landfall near the Mississippi-Alabama border with lots of rainfall. Crude oil is up 1.9%. A new report from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation finds that about 25 weeks of pandemic has wiped out 25 years of progress of global well-being. That said, Bill Gates himself still has hope for the world. His foundation is paying money to help develop a coronavirus vaccine. He spoke with Marketplace tech host Molly Wood.
So we've set up arrangements where not just the company that invents the vaccine and supervises the trials, but also other companies who have high volume manufacturing capacity can take exactly that same vaccine and produce billions of doses. And so that you get many factories getting up to speed. Ideally, we're getting over a billion doses out in 2021 and enough to end the epidemic in 2022.
So it sounded like you're saying in some ways you're matchmaking some of these companies, right? Or forging these partnerships because you have these existing relationships?
That's right. We work a lot with these high volume manufacturers, and we work a lot with the Western manufacturers that do most of the innovation. And then we have to prepare the delivery systems in the countries themselves. So it's quite complex, and yet the cost to do this, which will be billions, is what'll stop the loss of literally trillions that are taking place all over the world right now.
You can hear the Bill Gates interview in our Marketplace Tech program later today, plus all of our Fast Track coverage of the vast logistical and fairness challenge of distributing the vaccine is accumulating at marketplace.org. Our producers are Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.